Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th segment in Caring for the Ill. What I want to take a little bit of time to discuss are some of the really halachic and ethical difficulties that arise when someone is admitted to the hospital. The average outlook of someone in the medical profession today is very, very different than the halachic outlook when it comes to issues involving quality of life and importance of medical treatment in many circumstances. We could spend 3 weeks talking about this topic at least, but on a general level, it's extremely important to be cognizant of the Torah viewpoint when being admitted into a hospital. We believe very strongly that God gives us our lives as gifts from Him. We have a mitzvah to do everything we can to be healthy and thereby be able to be strong and perform His mitzvos and fulfill our missions in this world. And we have an obligation to keep ourselves going as long as we can in this world. The ability to keep ourselves going, generally speaking, is not at all affected by how much we're able to enjoy this world, how much we're able to do versus how much we're no longer able to do. That's not part of the calculation. From the first day we enter this world, God gave us life as a gift, and that continues. And our best way to express our gratitude for that tremendous gift is to do everything we can to keep on living in this world. What I just said very briefly is extremely different than the attitude you'll get from so many doctors in the medical profession today. They mean well. They're just coming from a very different place. We recently had an event in the community. There was a very powerful quote from a Rav Elbaum from Queens, and he said that you'll hear many people in medical scenarios say, as long as there's life, there's still hope. He said, I don't agree with the statement. My view is, as long as there's life, there's life. In other words, as long as someone is alive, that's the greatest gift someone can have. And whether or not a person will ever be able to play golf again, whether or not a person will have the same faculties they're used to having, it's a great gift, and we have to do whatever we can to maintain that gift. So a person walks into the hospital upon being admitted. If it's of any degree severity, one of the first forms put in front of the person is DNR forms, DNI forms. These forms in general, there are circumstances where it is correct to fill out a DNR, where it is correct to fill out a DNI. But generally speaking, the concept that, heaven forbid, if a person needs to be resuscitated, just don't resuscitate, or a person will die if not being intubated. No, just don't intubate. That's a major issue. And many, many times that outlook is not in step with halacha. There are circumstances that it's halachically correct to fill out a DNR or to fill out a DNI. These are complicated shilas. It is very important if someone is in the hospital, if a loved one is in the hospital for any significant issue, it's very important to try to bring a rabbinic authority into the loop early on so you're on the same page. There are many, many times where people have discussed issues in the hospital with me, and at the beginning, maybe, I would tell them, don't fill out a DNR, don't fill out a DNI. And sometimes, as the situation progresses, I have a different stance based on the facts on the ground. But just realize, when a person walks into the hospital, so much of what we're talking about, which hopefully makes sense as you're hearing this, the average medical health professional will look at you like there's something wrong with you if you say these things. I just want to share one brief anecdote, if I may. There was one time I was in a meeting with a family concerned about a loved one, trying to decide what the medical approach would be at a certain juncture. The person was not well. The prognosis was bleak. The question was if a certain medical approach was correct in context or not. And based on my understanding of the halacha, I felt it made sense to keep on trying to help the person live. The medical professional turned to me and said, I know you want to believe in miracles, but... And they went on to say whatever they said. And I told them, I said, I just want to explain to you, the reason why I want to continue treatment is not because I necessarily believe that this is going to be turned around. The reason is because we believe that our lives are gifts from God and we have to guard them as best we can. To repeat, there are many times where one does not have to continue with treatment or different types of treatment. Maybe we'll talk about that in the next session. But I can't emphasize enough how different the halachic outlook is from the average one encounters in the hospital and how important it is to be in touch with a rabbi. You might be surprised. It could be that in certain circumstances, you're not obligated to keep on trying. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.